Back. Hi. Flummery number 28. I, War Machine, and my cohort, Frosty the tip of Frost, Adam Ingebrigtsen is back.
Adam Bang Ho.
It's just us two today, but that's fine.
Adang Bang Ho.
We're doing this on a Sunday today because Adam had
this church.
You had to go to church?
No, we just, this is church. We're having church today.
You're having church today? This is church. Oh.
Yep.
Are you going to confess your sins to me?
Mm-hmm.
And pay me money at the same time too.
Wama.
You can confess your sins and pay your money.
Nope, I'm good. No sins.
You can pay.
I yelled at my kids yesterday.
Yeah.
Is that a sin, or like does the Bible say that that's real good?
I guess it depends on the intent and the tone.
Spare the. What does it say? Spare the. Why would you even think about doing that? Spoil the child.
Why'd you yell at your kids? Was this at Elko Speedway?
This was on the way to swimming at my friend Pat's house. They started to get into it over their little toys they got from their Happy Meals.
Yeah, what kind of toys did they get?
Oh, because you know that the new, it's not Mini-Me, what is it? It's the Despicable Me.
Yeah. Steve Carell.
That new movie's coming out, or came out. Another great story. So they get those toys at the McDonald's. McDonald's is like in with Hollywood, and they give like 40 cent toys out in their Happy Meals, and they don't last as long as the burger if you left the burger sitting out. It's like one of the minions with a hula hoop and a banana.
Yeah, what was the other one then?
The same thing.
So that why were they fighting over if they had the same thing?
William dropped his hula hoop, and he snagged Harper's hula hoop. And she was like, give me that. And I thought she yanked it out of his hand.
Yeah.
So I pulled over. I'm like, I did not like you guys doing that, blah, blah, blah. You know, be nice to each other. And as I'm...
did you say get out of the car and let's fight?
No. As I'm yelling at them, kind of like, what are you thinking? Why are you being so mean to each other? Harper leans over and yanks the toy out of William's hand, like everything, and he's just like, what? And that's when I was like, I was just telling you not to do that. And that's when I got louder.
This is before the pool?
I pulled over on the side of the road to yell at them.
This, well, because Pat live in Hastings?
Yeah, yeah, yep. We're on our way to Hastings.
Hastings?
I did not challenge them to a fight like I did the guy who was tailgating me.
Yeah, you didn't want to fight your kids?
No. I did want to fight the guy who almost killed me on my motorcycle.
Cool.
Cool. I've got three topics today.
Yeah? Well, I got it. Well, I have a business idea that I bring up later, too.
That's one of the topics.
Okay.
So I won't
already discussed this, but I've never discussed this business on the Flummer yet.
A little background. You want to wait?
Let's wait. This will be like the closing kind of thing.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. You know what I found out today that I love? I brought it up here so you can see.
What?
They've got the tour dates for the GNR show, and as you know...
Who's GNR? Can you tell the audience who GNR is?
Their name is Gold and Roses.
Rush?
Golden Roses.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was Golden Rush.
Golden Rush, yeah. It's Golden Rush. I mean, that they changed it. So... They're on Minneapolis on the 30th, as I'm highlighting here for you.
I don't like that venue.
Have you been there?
Yeah, I've watched a football game, but I don't think it's going to be a good place to watch a show.
I heard it was okay for like Metallica and Volbeat.
I heard it was Wolfy and
I think
echoey.
It will be, yeah. I wish it was...
Should be at XL.
I wish it was XL, yeah. But whatever. So, but I get to see... I've been on this kick. I want to see bands.
Should be fucking outside is where it should be.
Well, you remember how I told you I'm on a kick to see bands that I haven't seen
right.
That I've always wanted to see. So me and my brother with my winnings from fantasy foosball last year.
There's this thing on Facebook Bought that says tickets. Which musician you want to see, and they're all dead. All eight of them are dead. one being Kurt Cobain. I already can scratch that off my list because I've seen Kurt Cobain live. Mine would be Jimi Hendrix on that.
I'd love to see Jimi Hendrix. That'd be cool.
Second would be Queen. It was Queen and Jimi Hendrix.
You can see Queen.
Yeah, but not with Freddie
Mercury. With my namesake. Dude, Adam Lambert, he's fucking perfect for Freddie Mercury.
I'm not saying it's just not the same.
I know, he's not as lanky. I know he's not as hot as Freddie was.
Freddie has a dick-sucking mouth.
Literally.
I mean, that thing's huge.
That's, I think, how he got it.
And he's got like a queen sweeper up here.
So anyway, yeah, he does.
Any crumbs around the top of the shaft?
Crumbs? I don't think those are crumbs. How often have
he's
you
got
had
a sweep.
Crumbs?
He's got a D sweep right here.
He's got a nice dick broom?
Dick broom.
That's cool. Okay, so as you can see, as I've highlighted, for your ease of viewership, Lance, mm-hmm. Are you seeing this? Please look.
Yep.
See this here?
7:30.
This is just me kind of annoying you. Okay, I'm sorry. But see, there's a little...
No, I'm not even angry today.
That's good. So there's a little symbol back here. It says plus. There's a plus sign.
Yeah, that means they're pregnant.
That means... Right? So these signify who they're touring with. So down here, there's a list.
Okay, let's look at the list.
And you go down here, and the plus references that the Deftones are their opener. Fucking score. I
want to see
know
Deftones,
that.
But I don't know if I want to go to the venue to watch that, because Axl Rose is fat now.
Well, it's just like I said. It's going to be great to see...
Faxtel Rose.
Faxtel Rose. Broken Axl Rose.
I mean, Slash looks the same. Duff McKagan looks amazing because he like does yoga and doesn't drink anymore.
Really?
Yeah, and everybody but Axl.
But look who else they toured with. I would love to see Royal Blood.
I saw them with Foo Fighters.
Really?
Yeah.
They're pretty good, aren't they?
Yeah, it was entertaining.
The Darkness, of course, for the fun.
I believe in a thing called love. Just a little bit of my heart. Who are the Kills? I'm not aware of the Kills.
I believe the Kills is... I think they might be... A British group. They're either British or they're from the South. I can't remember, but I think they have a female lead singer, and it's kind of like a rock. That's not it.
Is that one of their songs?
No. And I've never heard of Killing Joke, but
either,
so they're
the
also
Pretenders,
touring with
you know
the Pretenders. Yeah, that I would, even though it's not really necessarily my type of music, I would definitely see the Pretenders. Me and my wife,
Our Lady Peace. Remember them?
Oh yeah. My wife and I went to Wolf
Superman
Mother.
Superman is one of their songs.
How does it go?
Remember that one?
Do it again.
I can't remember the words.
I can, if I listen to this album, I would remember it.
Superman.
I did listen to this whole album many times.
It's the good album they have is the guy that's on the tramp or the trapeze thing with his mouth on the bar. Remember that album cover?
No.
Yeah, that's their big album.
I remember loving these guys, but I don't remember any of their stuff because I haven't listened to it for like 15 years.
He's got a very like whiny, distinct voice.
I remember
but it's
how
like,
it sounds, yeah.
But it was cool. It worked for him.
He's a friend of mine, Ben. He loved these guys. I bet he still listens every now and then.
Live is still jamming too.
Yeah. I would see all these guys. I don't like ZZ Top at all.
My dad loves ZZ Top, so.
I get it. They're iconic, whatever. The Who, that'd be cool, too.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I get to see him with the Deftones, which...
So you're going to that?
With Deftones. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know what my favorite line... Oh, here's the woman from The Kills right here, actually. This is her.
What's her name?
Oh, fuck.
Hold on, I'm going to make sure the screen doesn't turn off.
Should I Google it? My wife knows her name off the top of her head, I bet.
Do it.
I'm looking it up right now for all of your listening pleasures. Allison Nicole Mosshart.
Let's see a bigger, better picture of her so I can see her facial.
She was on a TV show.
Does she like facials? I'm back, just so you know.
There's a big facial right here of her.
What do you think of this on here?
I like it.
Do you?
See, it's less...
Yeah.
It's less. You can't hear now when our arms are moving on the...
Except for when my D goes like this.
I thought your 6 pound D fell off.
6 pound D.
It fell off the last episode. What happened?
I was like, fuck.
Fuck salt. That's Tourette's guy.
Look at it. Look at fat. Look at Faxel Rose there.
Broken Axl Rose.
Yeah. Chino's not skinny either.
No, but it's Chino. I can't wait to see
him. He eats a lot of burritos.
He apparently is doing a show here.
He's got a side band that's signed with Sumerian called Crosses. Have you ever heard of him?
But he's doing he's DJing a place the night before.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah,
I guess
I like his blonde hair. It really matches his dark goatee.
So you're saying, do you think that the carpet matches the drape? I guess it depends which room you're in.
What
right?
if he had like a bi-level like pubic hair? There's like blonde on top and then dark on the bottom around the satchel.
I'm bi curious to see what that would look like. You gotta wonder.
He's always dyed his hair though.
If you're in the
not now always, but
if you're in the master bedroom, the drapes are yellow. If you're in the kids' bedroom, the drapes are black.
Look up Duff McKagan and see how good that fucker looks.
Okay, hold on. Yeah,
he looks good.
He looks so good.
He almost died, so he had to change his life.
He did definitely almost die. And the full bag comes up right away. That's good.
He's all skinny and looks good. And
he looks like Stamos right here.
See?
He looks like Stamos.
You know what he does on the side for musicians?
What's up, Stamos?
For bands that are starting to get big. He owns a business that invests bands' money so they make more money.
That's really fucking smart.
Yeah, he's...
So he basically has them like producing. He produces for them.
Well, he helps them take the money that they're earning and make sure that they have money later on in life. That's part of his shtick with, because his thing is like he's watched a lot of bands just blow their wad or, you know, not like personally, but yeah, he looks good, man, for his age. He looks healthy.
Yeah, I suppose, and it's a good idea to. Well, what I mean by producer is like in the movie sense, like you can add your name to your own show, you know. And start making money back from the show.
Yeah.
By investing in it.
Yeah, I'm sure he does that a little bit. He's good friends with Jerry Cantrell. Really, really good friends with Jerry Cantrell.
I don't like his pictures as well as I liked Jessica Alba's pictures.
You're saying you're not attracted to him?
Is that what I'm getting at? Yeah, I think so.
I see, and even Slash looks somewhat the same.
Does he?
Yeah.
No, it's just because you'd never see his face.
That's true.
I guarantee you he's old. He looks old
as
shit.
Well, I'm not saying he doesn't look old, but look at him. Look at him in his business attire.
His book is called How to Be a Man.
And we're talking about Duff McKagan still here.
Yeah, sorry. Duff McKagan, How to Be a Man.
How to be a man. Man, bitch.
Oh, he's got a Woman's March shirt on. That's cool. What? You don't like that?
That's just, I don't care.
Good for him.
I have no... care for
look
that.
At look who it is.
It's Chris Cornell.
Yep, that's Chris Cornell.
Mike McCready from Pearl Jam.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And they're playing in front of looks like some type of orchestra. Yeah. Well, that's a bummer. The rhythm of your heart.
Yeah.
Be a man.
All right.
And Other Illusions. Oh, I see.
I want to be a good man. And what's that song that Ryan was telling us about? That one band they played with? You know what I'm talking about, right?
It wasn't Seether. It was like Slither or something. All right. So I was pretty excited.
Faxel Rose.
I had to definitely bring that up because I'm so excited to see the fucking Deftones.
I would want to go see
God.
I would want to go see the Deftones over more so than Guns N' Roses.
Well, that's how I was with Volbeat. I wanted to see Volbeat more than Metallica, and I'm still kicking myself because I didn't go.
They actually played at Northern Invasion 2 years ago when Cold King would play, and I sat in the van and just slept.
Dude, you were drunk.
A little drunk, but dude, we got there at like 10, 11 in the morning. That's a long fucking day, man.
Oh, yeah. But you used to be able to do that.
No, I was just... No, I really didn't care to go see Volbeat, so I just sat. It was Volbeat and Slipknot at the end of the night.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see both of those. Did you hear...
What?
Okay. Yeah. Did you...
What? All right.
I'm on a boat. Oh, wait, that's T.I. No, that's, who is that? T-Pain is on a boat with Lonely Island. And at the beginning of the video, they have to decide which friend they're going to take. It seems bad at first, but like it's a hard decision. But the one already had his mind made up. They had to leave a friend behind, but they really didn't care. That's the beginning of that video.
Wow.
Wow. It almost sounds like a cougar.
Wow.
Is there any other guitar? Oh, so I'm going to Primus. Okay, so speaking of shows.
You're going to Primus.
August 4th. I think it's a Wednesday. Me and Artie are going to Primus.
I know you told me. Farty Artie. That's
Farty Artie. We got a room together.
He doesn't. I don't know if he farts. I'm just saying it.
I'm going to find out in the bedroom that night. Good old man Cato.
Well, if you pound air into it, it's going to fart. You know what I call those? Do you know what I call those?
What?
Beefs. A beef isn't a fart.
Well, you're giving a beef sticking.
No, do you know what a beef is?
Beef sticking.
It's a, yeah, I mean, I guess.
Is that the shit you bring over and eat over at my house all the time?
No, that was garlic.
Beef sticks.
No, beef is when it's a boy queef or a, or a butt queef. Yeah, it is, I think.
Yep.
And what happens is it's just like a queef, you know. It's not a fart. It's when air gets pounded in there from the act of sexing.
That one's a little long. Shut up.
Oh, thank you. You know what? Do you want to hear it in a sentence?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to make you beef so hard tonight. Like...
Bruh. Bruh.
Facts like I have to rose. Push the... I think I'm actually pushing the button on the thing.
So,
Bruh.
Shows. I will not... That's coming up here in like 15 days, dude. 14 days.
A fortnight, if you will. Yeah. Literally.
I mean, if you want to be all like Abe Lincoln and shit.
Yeah, if that whole aspect, if you literally call it a fortnight, that's literally what...
How do you feel about Asian hair design stylists?
I didn't know that you were going to... I thought you were going to say something else when you started that question.
How do you feel about designer hairstylists that are Asian?
I think they're great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm already calling her his wife to him. He's like, dude, stop it. I'm like, what? When... I'm like, is your
we
wife going to be
say
there?
Say his name, but he feels like this is just a rebound because she's going through divorce right now.
Well, I don't blame him for feeling that way. So he's just keeping...
Yeah, I said don't be fucking stupid and get your head all twisted up in this stuff.
Yeah, he's just being real then.
Yeah, which he needs to
I disagree. I think he should hop on that bandwagon as long as he can.
I'm sure, in my mind, I'm sure he really likes her, but he's trying not to be like...
Trying to play it cool.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do, I guess. He's going to mess it up.
For all you ladies and gentlemen, I am single. If you want to hop on this train and get on the war machine.
I don't think that... Listen, I... Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm 100% single.
All right. Well, two things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you threw that out there, just in case anybody...
Wants to, like, hook up with
Yeah, absolutely. But there's two things I got to say about it, just off the top of my head. Not everybody's the same, but I think when you're like...
I left it open.
If
like
you're
guys
like, hey,
girls.
I'm super single, you guys, just hit me up. It's kind of desperate.
There's a kid I know.
But
I know how it works. I'm very aware of this.
Yeah, I know. I know you're just kidding.
I know how that the whole thing vibes off of people. Like, when somebody gets single or they were fucking wrong, it's usually the case that people can sense that stuff like right away. And they're like, ugh. And they're like, don't fucking get away from me.
Rebound.
When you're with somebody, people sense that you're wanted and they want you.
Yep. That happens to me all the time.
So, but I'm not needy. I don't really know. There's a kid I know that's a fellow musician who's
oops.
Single.
He's
and
needy?
He puts a shit on Facebook all the time. I'm like, you are just not going to.
What is he doing? What's he put?
Like, hey, ladies, hit me up. I'm good. Getting cups of coffee, going for long walks.
No.
Yeah, he'll put it on Facebook.
Is he joking?
No, he's serious. And then, like, one of the things is, like, things you get from me every day, one of them, he said orgasms.
doubt it, buddy. Doubt it.
I won't name names, but
I doubt it.
I know. That's just Poor fella, come on, dude. Like, you need to not.
Poor fella.
You don't need to put that shit on Facebook.
What was the thing you said?
Who uses Facebook to hook up with chicks?
Oh, dude. The second thing, yeah, I don't know. That's ridiculous. The second thing about what you said
I think, but
if you're trying to like hook up with chicks, you're trying to like entice them, I wouldn't call yourself War Machine. And I don't know if you know
about
the history of that nickname.
Christina Mac knows my history.
Christina Mac knows my history. It's not your, and see, you're not him, and you definitely don't want to tell people you're him. Because A, they'll either want to fight you, or B, they'll think you beat the shit out of Chrissy Mac.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
She's hot, but she's kind of dirty hot.
How tall is she?
Probably, I would imagine 5'4".
We've been over this. Who are some other porn stars we can like about?
Aletta Ocean.
No, she's too fake. And she doesn't make good noises.
Is that what it's about for you?
I think so.
Sasha Gray, she's not really attractive for me.
I don't like Sasha Gray.
Hoptist. Here's Adam. Adam's looking at hottest.
Yeah, Hoptist.
Hoptist. Mark Hoppus from Blink 182 is here with us. How you doing, Mark? Hey guys, Blink 182 broke apart, got back together again, broke apart. Now we're getting back together again for another album. Thanks, Mark.
Should I change your settings to
adult? Why don't you go tell Tom DeLonge to tell us another story about aliens? Just do images.
No, I don't want to just see pics. I'm trying to see names.
I just want to read about porn stars.
I don't want to read about them. I've seen this one, I think. It's fucked up. Sorry. So anyway, yeah, I would just say that the...
Can't swear on here.
The whole... You can't say fuck.
Ranker.
In this case, they're very rank. She's not that hot.
Oh, good picture. Jesus Christ.
It's loading. Let's leave that there. All right. So.
What?
Talking about you being old, when you got back from your vacation, I was at a... I went to...
How does this pertain to me being old?
It does, because remember I told you... You'll remember what I said to you. When you got back from vacation, I was like, hey, you got to come to this music video shoot that I'm going to go to.
Oh.
For friends of ours. And I don't know how much I'm supposed to say. So I'm just going to go with... I was at this show, and then I can tell people later what it was.
I went to a concert the next night that you didn't attend.
Well, no, they can put pictures about it on Facebook, so just not post videos. So I can talk about it. Cold Kingdom shot a video.
Who?
Cold Kingdom.
Who's that?
They're a band.
A band of brothers?
No, there's a band of brothers and one sister. Oh. Yeah. Check them out.
Were they in World War II?
Spotify, iTunes, all that good stuff. No, Cold Kingdom is a rock band from the Twin Cities, and they're friends of ours, as you know.
I don't know them.
You don't?
No.
Never heard of them?
Adong.
Adong. Bongo. So,
yeah.
You got back from your vacation, and you had a long drive, right? It was about 5 hours,
and
6 hours.
And I actually went to the gym, too, so don't...
Wait, you're not letting me finish.
All right, but I'm telling you, I went to the gym that
same
day.
So I'm on my way. I took off work early to go do this thing because I was so excited.
We didn't plan this out together or anything, so what is it? What's the big deal?
Well, anyway, so I called you, and I'm like, hey, you got to come to this thing. I saw you on the invite list. And you're like, no, I just got back from vacation. And what did I say? I said, if you were...
Oh, that's not the 22-year-old self-talking. If it was your 22-year-old self-talking, you'd be out partying and going to the show. And
I said, you'd be there for sure. You would. You'd be like, what? Who needs sleep? And you didn't go.
Yeah, but then I went to the show the next night, so...
Yeah, I know.
E to D.
Yeah, I wish I'd have gone to that show.
It was actually really fun.
Yeah, I know it was. It always is.
At the Tipple Rock.
The Tipple Rock?
The Tipple Rock.
Right, the tip? Just the tip?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was really cool. I got to... It was in a basement, and I kind of wish they had done, like, the David...
How long were you there?
I was there from about 7 till 11. 4 hours. I had about 7 beers.
From the keg that they had?
No, I brought my own.
They had a keg, though, didn't they?
Sierra Nevada. Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Eat it.
No. just
Lance
so you know,
just peeled.
I'm peeling. So
like a 1-inch by 2-inch piece of skin off of his arm,
yep.
And he wouldn't eat it like he's supposed to. Your 22-year-old self would have eaten that little bitch.
Yeah.
No, just admit it. You're just being old. I'm gonna stay in.
I thought I had a pretty good day with driving and working out and unpacking and get everything.
I know,
done.
But that's the thing. You could have kept going and made it the best day ever.
Most people get home from vacation or driving that long, and they just hit the couch right away.
If they're 40, yeah.
But like I went to the gym, and then I cleaned.
Uh-huh. I know what happened.
Okay.
I'm just explaining to the people.
I wasn't being a total little bitch.
I think most people would agree that you probably should have come to the video shoot, because it was pretty awesome. But I wish they'd have given it the David Letterman treatment downstairs because it was hot. I sweat through my clothes all the way through.
Yeah,
all
they didn't
of my
have
clothes.
Like an AC. Was it somebody's house?
It was. And
whose
it was
house
awesome.
Was it?
It was a really nice house. I don't know. A friend of theirs was just like, hey, you guys can shoot that here. We're going to get all new carpet and everything in a couple weeks anyway.
Is that what they said?
Yeah. Yeah, these are not the hottest porn stars at all.
Oh, who's the Asian chick? I remember. I think
she's Asa Akira.
Yeah, she's been on like Corolla and fucking right, Joe Rogan, but I don't find her that hot.
See, I don't have the Asian fetish thing. I just think like that one girl we were talking about earlier. I just think she's really got a nice body and everything. But she's super nice. It makes it me like her more.
Me like her
because
more
because she's nice to him. She's not a total cunt.
Yeah, she's not.
Like that one cunt we were talking about. And everybody knows that if I say the word cunt about somebody, they were a total cunt. And
yeah,
was just
I'll use it if it's definitely warranted.
Yeah.
And that's definitely warranted.
Yeah. Well, we're not talking about our friends, our new friend, or our friend's new friend. We're talking about his ex-girlfriend from a long time ago who was a total cunt.
Right. Oh, I got more coming.
Dude, stop it. Stop.
It's kind of like, stop. Isn't it like
he's
when
peeling
you,
his skin.
Isn't it like when you do the...
What's worse than that? What's worse, lottery tickets or dead skin everywhere? God. Dust. All the dust is dead skin already. Do you have to do that? Well, yeah. You just blew it in my face.
There's naked chicks on my computer
screen. No, there isn't. Don't say
Oh,
that.
That's nice. No, there's... Well, I mean, it's naked anime.
Oh, shit.
It's just drawings.
Cassidy Banks. I like her. She's Natch. All right. So
and Snatch.
Oh, so lovely. Ooh. Oh, so lovely. Get it? Oh, so lovely.
Oh,
she's
it's divine.
She's cute. No. No. This whole picture of August Ames is the worst. Look at that. Look at her.
I'm not even... I mean, just cut off her head, yeah.
Ooh. So, yeah.
I like how you stopped on that one.
I'm just going to
And he's just
up.
Full, like...
I'm just going to leave it up. I just went from 6 to midnight. So anyway.
That's gross. You're sitting next to me.
So this whole video shoot was basically like a bunch of live shots of the band rocking
so,
out.
So from what I take it, they had take, when there's no audience there, they do a full frontal of them rocking out and then shots of them rocking with you guys around them.
Well, and they
That's
kind
of how it went, didn't it?
They had several cameras, and I think it's going to be mostly like close-up, and they're going to change the backgrounds and stuff, and they're going to...
Well, you can manipulate that.
Yeah, they're going to alter how it looks, and so it'll look... I don't know if it has to look better, but it'll look different. It'll look more artsy, you know, and stuff. So it'll be pretty cool. It was kind of bright down there for what I thought
it was like all white down there.
Yeah, it was like a light blue, but I have a feeling it'll look a lot different.
Yeah, they'll mess the shit out of it in Adobe After Effects and shit like that.
And they got a lot of I just lost my train of thought there.
Yeah, so that you should get it off this page.
They got a lot
so we can
of
talk and focus on the on our
They talking. Got a guy that's done a lot of this stuff before, I guess. So that's good. The guy that was there. And he was real like laid back, the guy that was shooting it.
Yeah.
So if anybody's looking for a guy to do their video, they should talk to Cool
Do you remember
Kingdom.
His name?
I don't remember. I wish I did. But he was just like, he only made...
He was a friend of Chris Morley's.
Chris Morley? He must be. Chris Morley, it was funny because, you know, they're playing the song. You know how videos are. They play the song and then they, you know, the guys were actually playing the guitars and the bass and stuff. But, and she was actually singing. But Chris was the only one that you could actually hear. You know, he was the one who actually had to do his job right.
Right.
And he was playing right with the song, you know.
Yeah, because they don't have their guitars amplified.
Yeah, yeah. But the drums, they're drums. You know, they had little pads on the drums to quiet them, to bring it down a bit. But the cymbals were just...
Oh, that's loud.
And it was, yeah. It was pretty fucking cool, though. Because, I mean, the music was super loud when they were filming it, which was good. Because they got everybody pretty pumped up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's say you got to do it. How many people showed up?
God, I don't have a total head count. It had to be 40 people or so.
That's not bad.
They shared it with, I think, 70 people, and 30 of them apparently are 40-year-olds like you.
Yeah.
Who couldn't go. I'm still 39, though, so I could hack it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're still in the cusp.
I worked for 4 hours, and then I took off early and went. No, but it was a really awesome experience, so thank you to those guys for including me and now indirectly the Flummery.
Was it? Were they? Did everybody stay pretty busy while they were there?
Yeah, and everybody fucked around. It was just, it was really laid back. And then it was just like every now and then they had to say, "Okay, listen up. Here's what we're gonna do," and that was it.
Right.
Yeah, and it was kind of course.
So they had a storyline or a time or something. They had a plan for it.
Yeah, there were other things about it, but I figured I could share the stuff like they're doing like a live shots. But I don't want to share the other things that they were doing because they were kind of going through filming other stuff, too. And I don't want to, you know, spoil that.
No, you got to wait for the video, man.
Yeah, definitely. And they kind of were like, you can share photos on your Facebook. So that's why I figured it was okay for me to talk about it. But they also definitely said, don't share videos. And so I'm thinking they don't want the whole thing, like, out. You know what I mean? They just want people to know it's happening.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and it's not a secret. So Rockfest happened this weekend. Oh, Little Flamunda.
Yeah, Joey Crawford was there.
He was.
I guess he rented a... Well, I don't know if he rented it, but it was a...
RV.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Especially this weekend.
Yeah, it was hot.
Fucking 90-some degrees.
Scorcher.
Yesterday was 90, yep. Which up here is real hot. It wasn't that humid, though.
It was like 40% humidity, actually.
I remember, though. I stood up next to the pool, and I was like, I wasn't in the pool, but just a sheen of sweat comes. Like, it must have been kind of settled in my hair. Whoops. And I stood up and just flushed on my face.
Did you jump in?
Made my eyes itch. Oh, yeah, yeah. I was in the pool almost the whole time we were there. Just because it was so hot.
My dick fell off!
In the pool.
To make a splash.
What 5-pound dick wouldn't make a splash?
So,
thinking eight.
Who played there? Cold Kingdom didn't play it this year. VO is there. Emergent. I have a funny story about Emergent.
I'm ready.
Annie Starr played.
Did Sin City Escape play?
You know what? I'm not sure 100%.
Because actually, a couple of the people I met are at that video shoot are from Sin City Escape and Emergent.
Okay. Who did you meet from Emergent?
God, I always forget it. I always fuck his name up. It's Burke.
Matt Burke, the drummer.
The Burkeness.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's a funny cat.
And then Addison from Sin City.
Yeah, that's the bass player. He used to be with the band A.S.,
Addison Peck, I think his name is. Yeah, and they got a new singer from Ohio, he said.
Yep. Yep. We actually took us to a tour of F5 Studios a couple weeks ago before I went on vacation, and those guys were in there recording his vocals for his new stuff.
Cool.
Yep.
F5 Studios, where's that?
It's F5 House. It's northeast. It's right on, you know, it's like literally a frontage road off.
Literally.
94. And.
94 and what?
Running north, Broadway.
Yeah, yeah, okay. All right.
You can see the highway from the studio.
Oh, it's up by the B gas station. No, that's not Broadway. Yeah, it is.
It's actually past Broadway. It's past Lowry. It's north of Lowry.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's probably about 2 miles north, a mile and a half north of Lowry. Right on 94 north there. Well, it's not on 94. It's on like 2nd and Broadway.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Not Broadway. I shouldn't say Broadway.
You put the AC in.
I did. Feel better?
I'm cold.
Yeah, is your nipples hard?
Yeah, at the end of my saggy tits. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you?
So I have a story about Emergent.
Yeah, you're
going to. You know, they played there this weekend.
That's awesome. That would be
so
fun.
They were packing their stuff up, and we share a studio.
They're packing their shit in?
Mm-hmm. And I get a text from Burke on Friday night. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm at work. I get a text, and he's like, dude, literally, Gary just told me that he took 2 year guitars, and they're here at Rockfest.
What?
Yeah.
He just came in here and took, oh, from the...
From our rehearsal space. Cause we
on
we
accident?
Yeah. We don't have anything unpacked from our last show. It's just all sitting there, you know? So he grabbed two of my guitar cases.
I get that pulse now. I did not get that.
I said first. On Facebook, and I meant it jokingly. I wasn't pissed about it.
Of course.
I was like, apparently my guitars made it to Rockfest, but I wasn't there. So that, and I said, hashtag Emergent. And yeah.
Holy shit.
And Gary, the guitar player, is like, yeah, it's my bad. I'm sorry. He's like, you got really nice.
He just wanted to play him, man.
Well, it's left-handed. Good luck. He's right-handed.
Oh, okay. Does he have his own at least?
Yeah. They play six strings. We play seven and eights. Mm-hmm. So that would have been funny.
Mm-hmm. Seven and eights. Pretty cool sound.
Sates.
That's the whole range.
Sates.
That's six, seven,
six.
And
six.
Six, six,
they make
six.
Nine and ten strings, which is just ridiculous.
What would you do? I still love
a lot of finger tapping guys like that stuff. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Hammer-ons.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the guys with the double guitars? The double neck guitars?
Like Jimmy Page?
I think Jimmy Page played one. I think
Jimmy Page did an Gibson SG double neck.
Didn't
12
Angus
and
Young
six string
one of those?
Yeah, I'm sure he did too.
Is there a pause on this thing?
Why?
Because I'm about to go. I'm boiling one.
All right, I'll pause it.
Like it's boiling right now. In my bowels.
And we're back. Adam just ripped a Robbie Krieger and raided the new doors in my bathroom.
Robbie Krieger? What is that all about?
He's a member of the Doors. And you just created a new set of doors in my bathroom.
Yeah, thanks for that. I feel like $1,100,000.
$1,100,000?
Yeah.
Hundred
like,
million?
Like if there were a million and then there's 100 of those.
Yeah. So, what were we talking about? Oh, my guitar's being in. Was that what we were talking about?
Yeah, but I also... You ever notice that...
Are you talking about Joseph Crawford? Which I didn't know him and he knew Jason, which is kind of
funny. Yeah, I guess they met at your show.
Yeah.
Do you ever notice that it's like the hottest fucking day of the year when you put in your window AC? Where I'm like just dripping sweat as I put in my... Every year I wait until it's the hottest fucking day and then I put it in.
Yeah, it was...
It was like 85 degrees a few weeks ago and that's when I put mine in.
I think it was last Saturday I put it in.
Just sweat rolling down
my
face.
It was hot because I remember walking into my truck after being in here with the AC on. Mm-hmm. I had my glasses on and I got in my truck and I was sort of just
fogged up.
So, you know, for speaking of movements, bowel movements.
Yeah, BMs.
I had a lot of those yesterday. Oh, here's what...
That's from drinking, I think.
That, and, well, I ate 1-2-3 pasta in Invergrove. I tried that yesterday.
Is it? Okay, I heard that it's good, but it's expensive.
It's not that expensive. It's typical.
It's not that bad. Okay.
That $16 pasta was the most expensive pasta on there.
Oh.
Other ones were like $12-$13. That's not that bad.
Yeah,
sandwiches
are
$10-$12.
Okay. And who's saying it's so expensive?
Eric, probably. It's not that bad.
The drinks are $14 a piece, though.
They do have beer and wine.
That's why his bill got so high, is my guess.
He downed a whole bottle of wine.
Just jug-a-lug.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was good. And then I had, last night, I was watching stupid movies on Netflix, and I went and got myself a za from Old World Pizza.
Oh, so fucking good.
Large pepperoni.
You ate the whole thing, didn't you?
I ate about 3/4 of it.
Yeah. They have so much cheese and sauce, you can't eat a whole large.
I could have, but I would have been hurting.
You're going to drop a log today.
Oh, I've already dropped several logs.
Oh, you have?
I've been dropping logs all weekend.
See, people told me, I'm like, hey, I got to use the bathroom. And they're like, why do you use the bathroom so much? I'm like, I use the bathroom like 3 or 4 times a day.
Yeah, I take a shit that much.
Well, isn't that normal?
I don't know. Should we take a caller and see if No, we got done with the break. There's no callers. We need to take callers on this.
No, I'm going to look it up on Google. But you know what? Tell me about... Yeah, so they had your guitars in...
Oh, I don't know. They're probably back at the studio now.
I got to look her up. Anissa Kate.
Anissa.
Anissa. Anissa Kate.
She's all wet.
She's probably sweaty. What was I looking up?
Average bowel movements.
Average number of bowel movements. Just so you guys know what I'm typing, I'm saying it. Per day for adults. Thank you, somebody. I'm not the first one to ask this, obviously. However, everyone's bowels are unique to them, and what's normal for one person may not be normal for another. You can have a bowel movement anywhere from 1 to 3 times a day at the most. Whoa! Or 3 times a week at the least, and still be considered regular. We're over regular.
Unless you drink heavily.
Well, that's not regular. Yeah. That's a lot. I guess 4 times a day. It is usually 2 or 3 a day. But then, yeah,
if
I drink
you have
or
a regular
a
diet,
pizza.
A regular diet.
Please.
Oh, yes.
You know.
3 bowel movements per day, 2-3 per week is considered normal. Okay, that's it. Done.
Adong.
Adong, banho. You have to, when we endeavor to get these new things going, like adong, banho.
Yeah. I
want to
make.
We have to work together.
We need to make some shirts. We also
not of that guy
need,
necessarily. We can find a better.
Yes.
Because he's already been used somewhere.
Yeah.
We should have somebody draw it.
I could draw.
You can.
Yeah.
You want? Do you want to draw me like one of those French women?
For the Adang Bungho.
The Adang Bungho.
Yeah, we need to get some flummery. Hey, do you guys want some flummery shirts?
Why don't you guys call in and let us know? We'll start taking orders now for flummery shirts. This might take a minute, so we're just going to take a quick a few calls here. Everybody just hold tight.
You know what we could actually do is come up with a few designs and then do
rather wear this?
Would you wear this and then get a show of hands and then get made?
It's not a bad idea. All right, let's do that. Think of ideas this week for T-shirts.
Also, let's get.
I kind of want it to look like Tron.
Let's get the podcast going.
I know. You know what? I think I can.
Like
I think
before
I can
episode
do
30.
Some time. That's a good deadline.
Well,
let's
that should
it.
Be done.
I know. Well, you don't understand how busy I am.
I understand.
No fucking idea. But I do. It is. There should be times like at night where instead of watching an hour of television and going to bed, I should just go do that.
Right.
I think it's going to take
it's
a couple
time
hours.
Time management.
Right, yeah.
You know what that is, right?
I get up at 7:30 with my kids, and then I go to work until 10:30 at night. So it's a little rough. But I can squeeze some stuff in there. I'm not making excuses, though. I'm saying I need to do it. So that's what we're going to do.
Adong?
Adong gonna do it. I'm a new person, though. I'm Adong. You can pronounce it however you want. Adong. Adong.
Yeah, you say potato, I say potato.
We went to Elko Speedway last night with Jason Saji, who, by the way, congratulations.
Yeah, he just got engaged to a man.
To a man named Nicole.
Nicole Perrin. Oh, should I say that?
I think so, that's fine. It's Look her up on Facebook.
She likes when, like, 10,000 dudes, like, friend request her.
We love you. Yeah. You think you're so great.
And she can't get pregnant right now, so that's a plus.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, that is a perfect plus.
That's because she is pregnant.
Do you think Jason's taking advantage of that? Probably not, dude. I'm telling you.
Like eating?
People say they still have sex all through the pregnancy. There's a good 4 months there where you don't.
Yeah.
I'd say, well, there's 3 at least where it's like
towards
no.
the end.
Kind of like last two, yeah, like the in between the second and third.
You don't
trimester.
Want the baby get copping a feel.
Kind of split between the second and third trimester, and then the last couple weeks you.
Really?
Yeah, you want to. It helps the birth. It helps the birth.
That's weird.
Wait. What's more important than frequency is the ease with which you move your bowels. If you need to push or strain, something is off. Wrong. Who? This is bullshit.
If you eat a lot of cheese, especially.
Moving your bowels should take no more effort than urinating or passing gas. Bullshit. I'm calling bullshit.
So I have to push it out sometimes.
Even when mine comes out like a fucking waterfall with quarters in it. Have you ever poured a gallon of milk with 100 quarters in it into the toilet?
Mm-mm.
I've had poops like that.
Yeah.
And.
Yep.
And
especially when I drink.
Just picture that, everyone. And that took more effort than urinating or passing gas.
Yeah.
It was quite the journey.
Yeah.
It was quite the adventure, I should say. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you find the Ark, too?
No, the Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bunch of bullshit.
Whatever. We don't need to talk about that anymore. How you poop? Pooping is important. It gets rid of the waste in your bunghole.
Is it normal to poop more than 4 times a day?
Bunghole.
Bunghole. So, Adong is me, my new nickname.
Yeah, well, it derived from your name.
Yeah, it's derived from my name.
Like and then, Adam, but yeah. Adong.
Adong. And I added for my last name is Bunghole, which is my interpretation of bunghole.
Yeah, but bun.
Yeah.
Bunghole.
Bunghole. So it's kind of like, I want it to have kind of like an Asian feel. I like that. I've always kind of wanted
to. Kind of like our friend that has an Asian feel.
She wore this outfit that was like, yeah. The best.
I wish the best for him.
Me too. You know what the best thing about her is how nice she is. And she sat there with three of his buddies.
Yeah.
Didn't say one bad thing. Made jokes. You know, not like.
Yeah, she was into it.
Oh my God. Do you remember how
she was
bad
into three dudes?
The one, four dudes. Oh yeah, it was just three.
Three dudes.
But Jason was there. He would have helped.
Right. Three dudes and one girl. Four dudes, one girl, whatever. I mean.
I'm not into that.
You ever see basketball where she's like, all right, boys, time for the DVDA shot. And she's just like, all right, boys, lube them up.
No, I don't remember
that. You know what DVDA is, right?
It must be double DP, dick and
double ass. Double vaginal, double anal.
Oh, you know it's double. Okay.
DVDA.
Oh, my God.
So the guy. The
okay, first of all, the four guys getting in on that are gay. I don't care. It's fine.
Yes.
I think that they're like.
It makes me want to watch that movie again.
I think they're gay, and I think that they don't know it yet.
Well, I just think that the girls' orifices are there to help keep the D's together.
You know, I've given a lot of thought about how porn stars go, like how people in porn think.
Oh, have you been down that road?
No, I'm just mentally trying to, because I'm thinking like, if somebody came up to me and they're like, hey, I need you to film this porn, it would be no. It just, no. And they're like, well, why not? You know, you pull your dick out. Let me see it. Oh, well, that's fine. Cool, man. Let's do this. I'm like, yeah, I could have sex with that chick. But I'm not going to do it on porn. And
On camera.
On camera.
Yeah.
Well,
what would it take for you to get.
Let's bring something up. But it.
What would it
no,
take?
No, nothing. I just wouldn't. I've videotaped.
You wouldn't do it for $1 million? Come on.
I don't know if it's going to be out there in the world.
Especially if I'm just. You know, one of these shots, and I got my hand right here.
And
I'm like,
tell my kids, like, hey, I fucked a woman on and made it public for $1 million.
What is Kim Kardashian going to say to her family?
She doesn't have to worry about it. They're all fucked.
Yeah.
Dude, they're all fucked.
Black China.
It's ridiculous. Black China's probably the best one out of all of them.
She's just as messed up.
She is, but I don't know. Well, here's the deal. Where was I?
Yeah, you said we had to talk about something.
No, but where was I? What were we just talking about?
I'm talking about film and porn.
Oh, okay. So, I thought about their mentality, and I think they're like kids playing. Think about what the men do, you know, and the women do. The men want to do little slaps here and there, you know, and they want to, like,
well, of course.
Choke and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that it's like experimenting. What can I get away with?
I honestly think there's some development that is lacking. In their
for
head
sure.
too.
Like they're
to
stuck.
Be able to like
they're stuck
do that
from,
on
like
camera.
When they first started having sex.
Well, yeah, and it's
they're
usually,
trying to figure everything out still.
I mean, it's typically you know it's going to be daddy issues on the girl side.
I don't know. I mean, yeah.
Either you're going to hit
lots.
A pole or they're going to hit a hole. You know?
I think that has a lot to do with it. And then I think they get stuck. And that's what gets them stuck in this childlike mentality where they're like, I'm going to shove whatever I can in there and just see how much I can get in
and
there.
When I say daddy issues, it doesn't mean like necessarily abuse. It could be lack of attention, too. You know?
I don't know.
Daddy was a coal mine worker and didn't come home till late at night. When he did, he was drunk. And pass out, didn't talk to me ever.
Well,
he used to.
A lot of that's in people's heads, though. Like,
it is.
You know.
You create your own hell. Yeah. That's what it comes down to, you know? And the only happiness that you can control is your own. You can't control anybody else's.
It's just a weird. But I do have a.
You know, people that get mad at other people like I do towards you.
Yeah.
You know? Uh-huh. Like, that's just me not reeling in my own happiness. That's just me venting on you.
Yeah, okay.
I'm projecting my unhappy life to you.
This is okay. Good.
This is cathartic.
Keep
for
it
me.
Up.
Let me keep
All
going.
Right, so if I'm a vehicle for your therapy.
Right, I'm just venting on you. I'm really just not happy in life.
You know what the porn, like the video thing, there's two different types. There's porn and then there's like private taping of your sexual encounters.
Yeah,
I've done
a little bit of that.
But there's a problem with that. Eventually, one of you.
I don't have any VHS tapes or anything like that.
God, I'd love to see that. Not the video, but like just a stack. It says Lance and Brittany, 2014. May 14th, 2014. No anal.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Brittany.
No, but I have. I don't want to like.
My daddy never treated me like this.
Oh, God. If I ever heard anyone say that sentence, I would stop. You'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
The Oscar goes to...
Lance Lovering.
Yes! Thank you.
The AVN
Thank
Award.
Thank you, Oscar Porn Awards.
It's the AVNs, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't want to eclipse my other ventures. If you remember, like, Jugglers.
What do you mean, Jugglers?
I don't want to eclipse these apps. Like, my other ventures... Jugglers, the Tinder app, and highly profitable Scroober.
I think Scroober would like.
We're still taking, you know, $1,000 to $5,000investments in those, but
or you know, anyway. Name your price, but anything lower than $500, don't worry about it. Just you know,
the idea I've had for quite some time is that I'd like to start a business and
just keep your money.
And this is really unique. This is really unique, where we help couples film a professional-looking sex scene, you know,
so
together.
This is along the line of porn again.
Well, it's not porn. It's personal videos of your sex life.
Oh. But somebody's there filming it.
Yeah. There's no participation from the cameraman, though. That's cheesy. It's like this is, remember, I like high-class endeavors.
Yeah, like massage rooms.
No massage. I mean, it's just, here's the deal. The couples don't have to be married, okay? But they have to pass our monogamy credentials. Our monogamy, not sologamy, not salamamy, monogamy.
Dogamy.
Yeah, this is, it's really just to protect both people in the long run. Because you know how these things go. Sometimes it's like, oh, we broke up. Well, I'm sharing your shit on the internet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But we have it. I mean, this is another important stipulation. The clients don't get an actual copy of the video. Okay?
So what's the point of it?
Here's the really exciting part. With today's technology, we protect both clients' privacy by using our streaming app to deliver the video on demand anytime they'd like to watch it together.
It's just floating out there in cyberspace.
No. We've got a very secure...
Yeah, we got a firewall and like
you're in a private connection with
like
our servers.
100 character limit, like, password to get in there.
Yeah. And it's like, you know.
Make sure you use a capital, a vowel, and a numeric number. And then please be a minimum of 100 characters.
100 characters. Please, there must be an ampersand in there that gets changed to ampersand AND.
And you can't use the same password twice if you reset it.
You gotta have more than 100 character password.
I would just take a line out of a book. and write that, and then like put a number behind it or something.
Yeah, you know, you'd have to do that, and then like you could just mark it, dog ear that.
So your passage would be your favorite passage out of one of the books you just read.
Moby Dick.
That's a password.
I mean, you're not gonna ask. I mean, I figured you would have asked by now. Like,
what about Moby Dick?
No, like what's the name of this venture?
What's the name of the venture?
It's called Private Eyes.
Did you think of this today or last night?
No, this is an old one.
Oh, really?
And it kind of like we've got a theme song worked out. It's like, Private Eyes are filming you.
So you're saying it's a Hall & Oates song?
You are fucking too.
It's a Hall & Oates song?
What?
With the dick mops.
Are you talking about their hair or the stash?
Oh, both.
Private eyes protecting you. And so you don't
give them like a hard drive with a video on it. Stream it.
No, that's the beauty. Okay, so you never know what's going to happen. And sometimes people have falling outs. But then you don't want that person. I mean, they can keep their property of their sex scene with you, of their making love to you. On video, in a very professionally made video, okay? We're using real professionals here to film these
things. What if you break up and then that person, comes back with a new person?
Then they'll have their own video.
And then that new person that they're with is like, hey, I want to see what your old partner was like.
It would be, nope, that's not. Well, I guess, you know, it's their property to view that sex scene at their home.
I think it would have to be.
So if you could invite a group of friends, but you can't share it on the internet.
I think it would have to be in indicative on both parties agreeing after the end of the relationship.
That's the point, is it's still both their property, so they can do with it what they will in the confines of streaming it one time at a time. You know what I mean? Once at a time. So if they want to have a breakup party and throw their ex-husband under the bus and say, oh, we're going to have people over and then I'm going to show them this video, which seems unlikely. But, I mean, you never know with people how they are. I mean, we can only take certain steps.
Yeah, if you went to, like, Phil Spector's house back in the day.
The measures that...
He would probably be showing that shit all over.
He's a real good dude. I don't know if he would do that.
Yeah, he never blew any chick's head off or anything.
Oh, I mean... Him and War Machine are like the nicest guys you could ever bring up in a podcast. It's imperative to have this, you know, the security and the privacy. Private eyes are filming you and watching you fuck.
I'm right on that.
Too.
That's Hall & Oates, isn't it?
I don't know if I've ever heard. It's kind of like off the top of my head. I think. If it was anybody, it maybe would be. You know, it's just so original, I think. I don't think anybody's ever done a song like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, anything else to add to that?
Actually, what I wanted to do was kind of segue into your...
My journey?
Yeah. I'd like to talk about your... You know, because we don't get this a lot from you. We're really starting to get a conglomeration going here.
Yep, I was right, Hall & Oates.
It's all about the presentation, man. Yeah. So, let's just do this. Oh, this helps. Why would that happen? Let's just do this when that happens.
Yeah. They don't have their mustaches in this one.
Oh, my God. He looks... It's really weird. I'm pretty sure I thought of this first, though. Because this is the exact background music I wanted for my theme song. Like, listen to how it's not too porny, you know? Right. Yeah, it's like... This is... This is perfect, isn't it?
Yeah. I like how Oates, or whoever the darker-skinned one, pretending he's playing guitar and he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
It's John Oates. Listen. Private eyes are watching you. You're filming you have sex.
You said it wrong. You're
watching
wrong.
You.
Or filming you.
And filming your
scenes.
Wrong.
Oh, you know who the guitar player is?
Maybe. Who is it?
Do you remember the Saturday Night Live guitar player?
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. Wow, that's from like the 80s.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good song.
He's got shorter hair. He used to have longer hair.
Well, that's a real bummer. I guess I'm going to have to call them up and let them know they stole my theme song.
So you want to hear my idea?
Yeah, you know, right. Let's get into that. I was really excited.
So I've always wanted to move to Key West.
That sounds awesome.
You know, because I really enjoy the gay community down there.
For your love of the gay community, yep. And their
no, I just really like Key West.
Their openness and their kindness.
Yes.
Yeah. And the weather helps.
Yep. So my thing is like getting a catamaran.
Mm-hmm.
A big one.
Wait, so is a catamaran?
It's like a big pontoon.
Yeah, does it have like a big net in the middle?
No, it doesn't necessarily have that.
Some of them do.
Some of them do. You can have like a solid platform in it with like two levels or three levels even.
Okay.
There's no really, you know, but the actual wedges themselves, like the pond, like a pontoon boat, you can actually go down and have like restrooms in them and stuff at the same
time. Oh, wow. So they're big.
Yeah, they're big. So I've been on one like that down there.
Wow. Okay.
So, you know, but like one thing I've done two different things. I've done like a sunset like drink thing with Aaron and Eric when we went there. We didn't get to. So it's like you have drinks on this and
so
you're on the catamaran and having drinks. Yeah, three guys going on this. It was awesome.
Let me taste your wine. No, let me taste yours.
We had to hoist up the sail too.
Oh, that's awesome.
So for them.
Everything else was couples?
Yeah, it was all couples. We were just a threesome.
Oh, God, that is so awesome.
But that same one, I've been on snorkeling adventures on that same catamaran.
That's
too.
Cool.
It holds a lot of people. But I was thinking of doing the same thing and, like, having my idea, though, is for elderly people.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be, you know, elderly couples or people that, you know, are reaching kind of the pinnacle.
The golden years.
Yeah, and it's like.
The silver
age.
Let's
go out in a bang, right?
Yeah. Want to go out with a bang? Yeah, absolutely.
Let's have a sunset cruise.
Do not go gently into the night.
Yeah,
yeah.
Let's have beer and wine. You know, maybe even some mixed drinks if we could pull that off. You know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're
cigars or whatever they want. And my idea, the name. I'll tell you the name before I get more specific.
Usually, the name is like the last thing we talk about.
Okay. So another thing about this is like they're enjoying their time. You know. There's a spot on the ship where they're, you know, just enjoying their cocktail and stogie or whatever they're doing, even if they're sitting down because maybe they can't stand up quite.
Oh, okay.
And then,
What's that word for that? They're like, not incapacitated, but it's in something. Well, whatever. So they're older. They're much older people and they have like. Issues.
Some of them
so what's the point of the whole cruise?
It's to go out in a bang. Like, let's make this your last journey.
Oh, like their final cruise on
the
ocean.
Yeah, just a beautiful sunset.
Nice.
You know, maybe a little tit and ass on the boat. Maybe some young dong on the boat.
Kind of whatever's requested, right?
Right, yeah.
You'd group them together?
Right, I mean, not necessarily sex, but, you know, like, you know, a little touchy-feeling, a little, like, sit on the lap and have fun and...
Really, whatever they feel comfortable with.
And, you know, like, one thing, they're enjoying themselves, and the next thing you know, you just right over.
Right over the edge.
Right over the edge.
You don't even really have to tie them up or anything, because they can't.
Yeah, sharks, wherever, you know, like, just that's it. Then it's done.
That's the end of the road.
It's the end of the road, and they had a beautiful time.
What do you think, I mean, first of all, it sounds like a genius idea.
Mm-hmm.
And just like,
well, the name says it all.
I mean, what is the name of the...
The name of it is called Geriatric Journeys.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is beautiful, Lance. I love that.
I think it'd be a big hit. Especially like a lot of old people that moved down to Florida.
Yeah, they probably want to die already.
Just be like, fuck, I'm going to go out on a sunset out in the Gulf. Beautiful sunset. And it's kind of Atlantic and Gulf. That's
either way.
Teeter-totter.
Either way is fine.
So... And then, you know, they just become fish food.
How do you get them off the boat, then?
We could have, like,
some of them would just jump, I suppose.
We could have, like, a bench area with no, like, ropes or anything.
Yeah.
And they sit on that area enjoying themselves. They don't necessarily need to be standing. And maybe that bench just goes...
just flips back.
Flips up.
Well, unlike some hydraulics or something.
But like strong enough where it's like where it like
you can't hold on.
Yeah, and it launches them a little bit, not okay. just right over the board, but like
wow,
there's enough force to be like,
they're gone, man. That's it.
That's it.
You might they might get lucky and kind of get a little like pass out like whiplash yeah. type of deal. That would really help because you want them to just have enjoy themselves and then enjoy dying.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of letting people suffer.
See, I'm thinking, when you mentioned raising the sails on the catamaran, I'm thinking, you know, you put them on that bench, and then, like you've got groups of people, and they probably each pick kind of the same journey, and so you group the journeys together, right? You got to save, I mean, it's a business, but you want it to be as good as possible. So, like, you could have, like, oh, one of the journeys is, oh, the, you know, one of the deckhands is like, oh! And he falls down and zing, and then they're sitting on that bench, and the whole mass swings around and just knocks them all off the bench. Kind of tape, like break them up too, so they can't swim on the way out.
What if you had like a cannon, right?
I mean, there's so many journeys you could
tap attached to it.
Yeah,
and they're sitting there, and it's around their neck.
Yeah,
and then you fire the cannon off, and it's just
like pulling teeth.
Gone, done. They won't feel a thing.
It's painless.
Painless. And it's right over the edge. You just
see ya. Bye. The ocean is a wonderful place.
Yes, it's you know why not? You're giving yourself that's back where to I the earth go. Anyways.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You know become part of that glauconite bed. You know the living.
You know the cannonballs will be like biodegradable. Obviously.
Yeah. Well, even if they're made, just as long as they're not lead.
Or we could go back and collect them. You know, at a certain date, like you know, you have an area where you date it. You date it for so many months. Like this area, we did this over here.
Yep.
And then the area next to it.
This is where we were killing geriatrics this month, and then you know, August comes along,
and then you have a snorkel team,
another,
and go recover that, so you save money that way.
How do you swim up with a bolt with a?
Well, you hoist it.
Cannonball.
Like, we got a hoist on there. You bring the net down.
Yep.
Encompass the ball with it, and then hoist it back up onto the ship.
Seems like a lot of overhead. I think you just probably go with a dissolvable cannonball.
Good idea. Something that's got some mass to it.
Yeah.
Because you get it to a certain weight, and you can have it dissolvable. And if it's going fast enough, it's going to take care of business.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like. Pulling teeth.
Right. I mean, if you swing a fist fast enough, you could kill somebody with a right arm.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, I've done it before. You know, yeah. Like tearing a fingernail off, just, you know.
Oh, it feels so good.
Yeah.
It's like stress relief.
Such a relief. And
so, yeah.
Really beautiful way to go.
I think the business plan can change and become better as it goes on. Like, you know.
Right. But you're just getting your foot in the door.
You're just getting the foot in the door. I think that's the initial thing. I think the thing like with the bench that flips up is a good start.
That's a really good start.
You know. With a little force behind it.
Well, plus, I think you might get a lot of people without a big imagination that would be willing to just do it that way. And then that can help you build this other section of the business that's more of a private catamaran, private executions, private journeys, I should say. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Totally stepped all over the name there. Yeah, private journeys. And, you know, where they're really talking the big bucks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's when...
There'll be legal documentation and forms to fill out. And, you know, a good chunk of their, you know, whatever they left behind goes to the company.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Instead of their kids.
Yeah.
So.
I think
it's a great idea.
I mean, they're just contributing.
Well, not everything. I mean, we want to give something to the family.
I don't.
But I think a lot of it should come back to the company.
Like 3/4 of it. It's really what they're doing there is they're what they've done their life. You know, if they've got those kids,
there's not even really a payment. The
they're
thing
populating
is,
the future.
If they have a substantial bank account,
yeah,
that's their payment.
Yeah, you just take half of it. I mean, they're not going to use it.
No, and like their kids are going to do anything.
Here's the thing: their kids probably don't want them to die anyway. They'd probably keep them in. They'd spend all of it to keep them in some home, all locked up with tubes and
where
stuff, and
just dying inside anyways.
Yeah, where they, just for their own personal feelings.
You know, I can see people saying, "Well, you're not really thinking about their feelings." No, I'm. You know what?
We're thinking about their feelings, not their family's feelings.
They're probably miserable, and they want to be like, "I'm done with this life."
Their family's going to make them miserable. They're going to try and keep them alive longer than they should be, and they're like, "Just let me fucking die." I know my daughter will never let go. She kept her dog alive for 13 years past the time that it had three strokes, you know, with surgeries and, you know, walked around with a wheelbarrow full of diarrhea, you know. But I'm not letting her do that to me. You know what I mean? That's what they're thinking. I'm not letting her do that to me. I'm going out on a geriatric journey, and I'm going to experience my death the way I want to experience it. Not laid up with bed sores, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Yeah, like you said, the beautiful sunset.
Fuck yeah! I mean, it's gorgeous when that sun sets, and you're in that fucking place. It's just absolutely gorgeous, man. They actually what happens is a natural phenomenon when the sun's setting. It's called the green flash. You heard of that?
Over the ocean. I heard you talk about it, but is it only there?
No, you can see it in like San Diego and in California.
So you can see it in a lot of coastal areas.
Yeah, it's
how does it work?
It really depends on. A lot of the sun, the angle, and the composition of the atmosphere, if there's something going on with it or whatever.
Like if it's not cloudy but still humid or something?
Yes. It's, I don't know the exact things, but there's certain criteria for it. But, you know,
so
if you caught one of those.
What does it look like? I mean, besides the obvious.
Right before the sun goes, boop, you should look up the green flash.
I am. We can do that in silence.
Video. See if you can find a video. Enjoy the silence.
Enjoy the silence. That could be your theme song for geriatric
journeys.
Yeah,
like Depeche Mode or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I wrote it. I'm sorry.
We'll get the shtick thing going. Don't worry. So right now I just uploaded a video of a perfect green flash sunset. I don't think we need the music. We can just have this in the background as we talk. So.
Yeah.
But, so that's a sunset. And it's just going to be the diffraction of the light as it goes.
Yeah, it's something with that in the atmosphere.
Right.
Look at, the sun's not real. See? Look, it's not even round.
Well, I think, yeah.
I love.
You think this is CGI?
Oh, yeah, it's a flat earth thing. Somebody did it.
That's the, here's my thing.
You know, that's Antarctica way out there?
Yeah.
All the way around.
I mean, the distance is deceiving, but you see this flat line here called the horizon?
Mm-hmm.
That's the end of the Earth.
So, you know, like, if that was the edge of the thing and the Antarctica's there, wouldn't that even, you know, what does the heat come from? If it doesn't come from the sun, wouldn't you think that would start melting the edge of Antarctica?
Oh, here it comes. Well, but we're far away from the sun.
No, to them, we're only like a couple hundred miles to 1,000 miles from the sun.
Really?
Yeah.
So all of their science is perfect.
Yeah.
You start to see the edges here turn green. And then...
It's like a pumpkin.
Wow, that's going fast. So the Earth is just like angling itself this way like a dish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it's flat.
Yeah, I know. I agree completely.
You see it?
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember being in San Diego, and there's the green flash... restaurant or whatever.
Really? Oh, and I suppose that's a good viewing spot.
Yeah.
For...
What does it say about green flashes? I think that would be perfect. Like, if you could get one of those when you're dying.
An unobstructed horizon, such as over the ocean.
Yeah.
Possible over clouds. Cloud tops and mountaintops. They may occur at any latitude, although at the equator, the flash rarely lasts longer than a second. A green flash also may be observed in association with the moon and bright panels. Oh, okay. Green flashes are enhanced by mirage.
And refraction.
Which increases refraction. Okay, there you go. More likely to be seen in the stable, clean air. When more of the light from the setting sun reaches the observer without being scattered, one might expect to see a blue flash, since blue light is refracted most of all. And the blue component of the sun's light is therefore the very last to disappear below the horizon. But the blue is preferentially scattered out of the line of sight, and the remaining light ends up appearing green. Wow.
Gotta love them green flashes. I mean, I think the geriatrics would love that. So.
That's a good picture. Mm-hmm. I do, too.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to just say congratulations, first of all, on having a great idea.
Thank you.
And second of all, good luck. I think that people are going to really like
Yeah, if this takes off, I mean, we would... I mean, I don't know what the future brings with the flummery if this were to take off.
Well, if it does as well as it could, I mean, I can help run this thing.
Yeah. I mean, I would totally bring, you know.
You're going to need more than one person to do it.
We could probably do a Scroober business on the side down there, too.
Yeah, you got Scroober. We have the Tinder app. Mm-hmm. We'll have jugglers. We could go to, maybe in Miami, we'll have a jugglers, you know.
Yeah.
Stress relief. Yeah. Endeavor.
I think they're all good ideas. I think this is a good topic for today's podcast on the 28th podcast of the Flummery.
28 is great, is what they say, I think. I think I've heard that somewhere. Yeah,
just as good as Freddie Mercury's and Hall & Oates' dick mop mustaches.
Couple notes. Don't tell chicks that you're a war machine when you're trying to get laid.
Okay.
The other thing is, no, that's it.
No, it's a good thing to end with. And with that, this is War Machine and Frosty saying we're out.
I almost said Anya. Hey, dong.
A dong.
A dong, Ben Ho. Signing out.
I walk 47 miles of barbed wire. I got a cobra stick for a necktie. A brand new house along the roadside, and it's made out of rattlesnake hide. Got a brand new gin that baby built on top, and it's made out of human skull. Come on, take a little walk with me, baby, and tell me who do you love?